us tonight. At the first glimpse of a star, my shadow's eastward bound, headed back to where you are. Still I'm on the search for something I may never find, blowing in the wind on a road I left behind, where there's hundreds of dollars, thousands of roads, and a million stars. God only knows why I wished on one that didn't fall. Thank God the price of gas is down, and I've got work in every town, from the foothills to the shore. With every mile I miss you more. And the sunset playing on my dash was more than I could take. It led my eyes to tear, it caused my heart to wake. Still there's hundreds of dollars, thousands of roads, and a million stars. God only knows why I wish on one that didn't fall. Must have been a satellite in the universe so far. Still I'm on the search for something I may never find, 'cause it always brings me back to the one I left behind. Where there's hundreds of dollars, thousands of roads, and a million stars. God only knows why I didn't fall. I've taken my chances, stuck in a life between a one-horse town and an endless night on the highway, wishing I was home.
That was Hundreds of Dollars by Mr. K, a folk pop singer, songwriter, and photographer from Manitoba, whose forthcoming album, In Event of Moon Disaster, was created with producer Rusty Matias. He's released a handful of singles from the record, which tells a poignant and hopeful story of his personal struggle with depression. I spoke with Mr. K over Skype. Kevin, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start with your earlier musical history. Did you grow up in a musical family?
I had musical grandparents, but I don't know if it is maybe like twins and it skips a generation or what. But well, I shouldn't say that necessarily. My dad's got quite an ear for music and a natural ability for music. My mom says she doesn't have a musical bone in her body, but my musical upbringing and stuff was from my grandparents.
What was your first instrument?
I kind of dabbled on the piano and the keys and stuff, having them in the house growing up. But the first actual instrument that I was kind of drawn to and wanted to play was the guitar. And I got my first guitar when I was in grade 5. I picked up a pawn shop guitar. My brother got a bass guitar, and my brother's older, so I kind of wanted to also get a guitar so I could be like my older brother, I guess. And anyway, he lasted a few years on it, and here I am still playing it.
Do you have a favorite or especially beloved one?
Yes, I do. Actually, I mentioned a lot of my music comes from, our musical influence and stuff comes from my grandparents. And I think it was in 2001 for Christmas, I was given one of my grandpa's guitars as a gift. It's a 1966 Gibson ES-125. And yeah, so that's a pretty significant or a sentimental kind of piece to me as well.
You worked on a musical project under the name Kevin Roy for 5 years before you reinvented yourself as Mr. K. What was the impetus for the shift?
You know what? It's the music industry is, I mean, you talk to any independent artist and you'll hear a lot of similar conclusions that the music industry is just, it's a very difficult industry to exist in and to work in and to maintain a level of creativity while keeping up with, you know, booking shows and keeping up with, you know, contact with industry and stuff like that. And I just got so caught up, I think, in the parts that aren't the artistic piece that I really grew apart from not only my music, but I think myself in many ways. So Kevin Roy, Roy is my middle name. I almost felt like it was, I was kind of playing cover songs of somebody I used to be, sort of. And it just took about 5 years for me to get so far removed from it that I kind of needed to pause and take a look at, you know, what I was really trying to put out and create as an artist. And it was the song Darker Days that was kind of the impetus song, I guess, for creating the whole Mr. K project, because I wrote that song and it was poignant and more vulnerable than any piece I've ever written in it. But I also was really comfortable and connected with it. And it got me thinking about, like I said, like what I want to put out there. And I felt it was a time for a shift because the music was just so different from where the Kevin Roy project had eventually ended up.
Do you feel like it was the content of those experiences that you're sharing that influenced the music itself? Or was that just a serendipitous shift?
You know, I think it was, once that song was written and I started playing it as Kevin Roy a little bit, people were coming up and that was the song and that was the moment people were kind of connecting with, and that was the piece. And it was just, it kind of was a clear cut, like it stood apart from all the other songs. And it kind of, I think, got me thinking a little bit about what is it about this song that's different from the other songs. And I think it was just about finding my identity in there a little bit, or a bit of my personal story. And it was, there was something in that that kind of lit that flame to explore maybe some of those more vulnerable kinds of pieces of who I am. And kind of a lot of this album of tunes that's coming out later this year is built around identity and kind of reclaiming identity, as well as finding hope in darker days, sort of is kind of the theme throughout the album.
You've released a few singles so far from that new record. It's called In Event of Moon Disaster, and was created with producer and musician Rusty Matias. How did that come to pass, and what was it like working together?
Yeah, it was, well, you mentioned the term serendipity, and that's been a term that I've been throwing around a lot recently, that there's been a lot of serendipity in my life since starting this, including the beginning, which was the connection with Rusty. And he and I didn't know each other very well on a professional level. I knew who he was and some of the stuff he'd worked on, as well as I'm sure he kind of knew who I was as an artist in Winnipeg. But then, I wanted to make a record that was that touched on vulnerable themes and had that stuff woven into it. But I didn't want to make a record that was a depressing record. I wanted to have some pop kind of lift to it. And I know that Rusty's work is, he knows how to write hooks and he knows how to produce a little bit of a sparkle onto an album. And so I reached out to him. I sent him the demo for Darker Days. I guess it's kind of it's the darkest moment of the record. And it was, like I said, it was the first song, the kind of the catalyst of this whole project. So I sent him that song and he replied back saying that, you know, like I'm in tears from this. And he said, you know, I really needed this right now. And he opened up to me and told me that he was just on his way out the door to check into detox for alcoholism. And that he was told he wouldn't, you know, if he kept drinking, he probably wouldn't be living very much longer. So he needed to make some changes in his life there. And that song really resonated with him. And the reply was, you know what, when I get out of this, and if I'm on the right side of it all, let's get together and make this record. It sounds like something he'd want to be a part of. And that started our relationship.
You released that single to coincide with Bell Let's Talk Day. Tell me about your inspiration for that song.
The song just kind of came to me, actually. I was still working on Kevin Roy music at the time, and I was working on a different song, and it was the middle of the night, and just all of a sudden, that intro little piano part and the melody and lyrics, it just kind of all came as some artistic, I mean, for lack of a better term, artistic, like, vomit. Like, it all just came out. And I just, yeah, like I just started recording myself playing it all. And yeah, it was one of those moments where it didn't feel like it was me who almost wrote the thing. It just seemed like it was like a piece that just kind of, it was just there, and it kind of tapped into it, and it just kind of came out of me, maybe, I guess. I don't know. It was a really pretty surreal kind of experience. Yeah, like the song is about some of my personal story and my past with dealing with anxiety and depression. It's been something that's been no stranger in my life, and it's something that I've only more recently been able to kind of navigate to a place where I've, you know, been a lot more comfortable and accepting who I am and how I, you know, how I feel. So yeah, that's it's my way of opening conversation, and I'm hoping that you know, it really helped Rusty and myself out in times when we were kind of looking to reclaim ourselves. And I'm hoping that yeah, it might do the same for people out there who might listen to it and connect with it.
Thank you.
my head is clear. Waking up is my biggest fear.